Her movements were becoming more and more animated. She tried to move her hands, her feet, to turn her head left and right. Her face was seized by a fit of convulsions. Suddenly, she grabbed my coat collar and gripped it convulsively, trying with all her might to raise herself. I laid her back down several times, but she continued to repeat the same gesture. Little by little, however, she grew calm and remained stretched out, completely exhausted. Large tears shone in her eyes and rolled down her cheeks. She wasn't crying. I received the first reply to my questions. Not wanting to tire her, I asked only a few. I learned that she was 16 years old and that she had come with her parents in a convoy from Transylvania. The commando gave her a bowl of hot broth, which she drank voraciously. They kept bringing her all sorts of dishes, but I couldn't allow them to give her anything. I covered her to her head and told her that she should try and get some sleep. My thoughts moved at a dizzy pace. I turned towards my companions in the hope of finding a solution. We racked our brains, for we were now face to face with the most difficult problem. What to do with the girl now that she had been restored to life? For we knew that she could not remain here for very long. What could one do with a young girl in the crematorium Sonderkommando? I knew the past history of the place. No one had ever come out of here alive, either from the convoys or from the Sonderkommando. Little time remained for reflection. Oberscharführer Mussfeld arrived to supervise the work, as was his wont. Passing by the open door, he saw us gathered in a group. He came in and asked us what was going on. Even before we told him, he had seen the girl stretched out on the bench.